Defunding the Police. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Last night, there was a nude demand at one of the George Floyd protests in Seattle.
Defund the police!
Defund the police. The chant didn't seem to catch on, but it refers to this idea that we have already tried to reform the police, right? Everything from teaching de-escalation to requiring body cams, nothing seems to work. So instead, you just need to cut their budget. Stop spending money on military-style equipment, don't hire as many cops, stop arresting people for nonviolent crimes like passing counterfeit bills, treat it like a traffic ticket, and then take the money you save and spend it instead on more mental health treatment and more social programs, and you'll see crime go down even with fewer police. That's the theory. I should point out that statistics show police use of force has actually been dropping over the years, and there is also research showing that what works to reduce crime is actually more cops on the beat, not so they can make more arrests, it's just the visible presence that tends to spook criminals. But it's obvious this is no time to be quoting statistics. Ultimately, I think the only way to know what works is to try it. Go by zip code. Zip codes that vote for cops get cops. Those that don't want cops can recruit volunteers to police their own streets, and we'll see who gets looted and who doesn't. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.